Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Things are going from bad to worse in this country. We're going to have on as our special guest, Cliff Kincaid of American Survival, relating a situation with another peaceful demonstrator. In fact, he didn't even go to Washington, but was visited by the FBI, threatened by the FBI, the FBI being run by a yes man, Christopher Wray, that's sucking up the leftist Democrats. Another one of Trump's really bad appointments, having taken the advice of the Republican establishment. This guy is bad news, Christopher Wray. He is simply the tool of Biden and Harris and the ultra left. And it's getting quite acute. People who came to Washington peacefully to listen to President Trump, those who didn't even come to Washington, those who support President Trump, those who support the vision and creation of our founding fathers, those who support religious values, those who support, frankly, anything that's American these days in terms of our history, in terms of our heritage, in terms of fighting the radical left. And just the left in general. It's kind of like Islam. It's not just the radical Islam. It's Islam and it's the left. It's one and the same. These people are being intimidated. They're being threatened. They're being told to shut up. Messages are being sent to the entire country. I know, you know, because we're putting on a Third Continental Congress. In the Declaration of Independence, it says, written by Jefferson and edited by Franklin and, you know, other founding fathers, that when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people. And that is what we intend to do. We're going to Philadelphia on the 5th and 6th. We're going to have a large conference there in the visitor center, the second floor backdrop with Independence Hall. It's all glass, really important visual on the 245th anniversary of our founding on July 4th, 1776, in the birthplace of liberty, my birthplace, Philadelphia. And we are going to discuss whether we need to declare independence again. And I say we do. And I'm going to try to convince the delegates, just like John Adams did and Thomas Jefferson did and Benjamin Franklin and others did, that we need to form a new government by and for the people. We need to forget about what's going on in Washington. Let them commit crimes against each other. But I said many times, the Democrats and the Republicans, Democrats, pure evil, inhabited by the devil. And I mean that literally, inhabited by the devil. The Republicans, simply corrupt to the core. They don't represent the American people. They're stuffing money into their pocket hand over fist. They are making power grabs. They think they are God's gift to this country, that we should bow down and revere to them. Well, we don't. They've destroyed this country, both of them. And they're both responsible. So therefore, peacefully and legally, we need to rise up and form a new government. And I want you to go to freedomwatchusa.org, at the top of the page, sign up for our Third Continental Congress. Come. Camp, come. Watch it live streamed. It's going to be covered by two networks. We have some very prominent people that are coming. And those people are going to weigh in on what we do, where we go from here. Because we have a peaceful and legal means to exercise our rights. And I believe that when we declare a new government and when we reenact our Constitution with certain provisions which strengthen it, and let me give you a few examples. An independent Justice Department, so we don't have an FBI that is controlled by the deep state executive branch, by people like Biden and Harris, these very evil people who have taken over this country. To get judges who are elected, you know, Jefferson said the judges would become despots and tyrants, the federal judges and the Supreme Court justices, because unelected, unaccountable to the people. He said that would cause us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again, about every 20 years, adding, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? He didn't want to see anybody die. Neither do I, neither do you. We don't want to see anybody hurt. But he predicted the inevitable unless we stay vigilant. And these judges are the biggest problem because they're supposed to protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government and the tyranny of ourselves. So we need to have a system that elects judges. We need to take away the immunity which they granted to themselves. You know, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives judges immunity, nothing in the Constitution that gives government officials immunity. Yet they hold themselves out as above the law. The District of Columbia Bar, which is run by radical, rabid leftists, literally foaming at the mouth at any conservative lawyer, libertarian lawyer, religious person who is a lawyer or anyone who opposes the leftist agenda. They try to eliminate them from the practice of law. They've been trying to do that with me for years. They won't succeed. But this is the District of Columbia Bar. All four bar presidents, prior bar presidents of the D.C. Bar, filed an ethics complaint against Trump Attorney General Bill Barr. You know, and frankly, they should have given him an award because he did nothing to challenge the left, and he brought no prosecutions. He was a complete worthless hack. But yet, because he withdrew the indictment of Michael Flynn and appeared on Fox News to talk about it, he gets a bar complaint. They're attempting to disbar him. Same thing for Kellyanne Conway, filed by 16 leftist law professors, one a communist, Michael Tiger, who sat on a bar committee with me. He was even fired by Justice William Brennan when he was a young law clerk for his subversive ties to Fidel Castro. You can see his proud ties to Castro just by Googling him. It's all over the internet. He wrote a book, Mythologies of State and Local Power, something to that effect, extolling the virtues of communism. These are people that are embedded into the District of Columbia Bar disciplinary apparatus. You know, and it's not just that. It's every aspect of society has been taken over by the left, and they are trying to destroy any opposition. And I can tell you that when I go around asking for people that want to participate in the Third Continental Congress, you know, speak, most people say yes, but there are a lot of people who are scared. They don't want to stick their neck out. They don't want to in any way subject themselves to what the FBI and Justice Department are doing, like, frankly, a Gestapo in Nazi Germany and other aspects of the Biden-Harris administration and the radical left. And that's what's so serious now. And what's the reason for all of this? Because the left has taken control. We know from history, whether it's Russia and the Soviet Union, whether it's Mao in China, whether it's Kim Jong-un in Korea, whether it's Fidel Castro and Raul Castro in Cuba and their successors, whether it's Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and his successor, they will never relinquish power once they get it, not without a fight. And we're advocating a peaceful and legal fight. And I do believe that when we declare independence, that the military and the police will support us. They've been much maligned. They've been assaulted. They've been battered. They've been killed. They've been disparaged. They've been put down. These people have had it. In fact, of the protesters that came into the Capitol, they were let in by the Capitol Police. These people are on our side. They know what's going on. Why do you think Biden and Harris still have about 20,000 troops occupying Washington, D.C.? They think there's a real risk that they're going to be overthrown, that there will be a coup d'etat. And I'm not advocating that, but if they continue to push, there are others in this country that will certainly carry that out. And they're probably in the military. Why do you think the defense secretary is trying to purge people in the military who were pro-Trump or who are conservatives or people of faith? This guy is not only trying to do that, he's more concerned with transgenders than he is defending the United States. It's part of a giant agenda by the left to never relinquish control now that they have seized total control over our lives. And it extends to foreign affairs. It extends to dealings with Russia, dealings with China, dealings with Israel, ultra-leftist philosophy, ultra-leftist agenda, destroying the national security of the United States. And layer that on top of the fact that we have a so-called president who's brain dead, who doesn't even know where he is half the time, and the national security risk is acute. Therefore, the American people, be it resolved, need to rise up. We need to reclaim our country. We need to form a new government. We need to take it back to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, put it in Independence Hall. Let us begin over again in the vision and creation of our founding fathers on July 4, 1776. Let us do it peacefully. I believe that the military and the police will protect us, but we also have our Second Amendment rights. We will not be afraid, because if we are afraid, then our children and grandchildren will live in a communist, atheist hell, and we're already 99% there. So you take it to heart. My book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, get out and read it. If you come to the Third Continental Congress, you'll get it for free. And I'm going to sign it for you. But I want you to read it, because I have a plan on how we can take the country back peacefully and legally. And I want your input. I don't have all the answers. The American people must now rise up. This is not the time, as Thomas Paine said, in the years leading up to 1776, for sunshine soldiers and summer patriots. It's time that we take action. It's time that we get up off the couch, turn Hannity off, and get to work. Stop being entertained. I'll be right back.
Dangerous.
Come here, use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
The destruction of the United States is not only occurring here within our shores, whether it's with regard to immigration, people flowing across the border, uncontrolled drug traffickers, frankly, criminals, terrorists, you name it, not just with regard to our social fabric, with regard to what's going on in our schools and elsewhere, not just with regard to creating a race war between whites and blacks in particular, not just with regard to vaccines, which are dangerous, and also with regard to collaboration with Communist China by Dr. Anthony Fauci, where we're seeking his indictment. We actually have gotten the indictment already for what he did in handing over the seeds of COVID-19. We've indicted Robert Mueller. We've indicted Biden, his son, Hunter, and his brother, James, for bribery from Russia, Ukraine, in communist China. But we need to consider what's going on in our most important ally, the birthplace of Moses, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, the birthplace of the Father and the Son, because we are forsaking Israel. And when we forsake Israel, and that's what Biden and Harris are doing in the ultra left, they hate Israel. Biden-Harris administration is primarily occupied with not just leftists, but self-hating Jews. You know, I'm a Jewish Christian. I'm a Zionist. I love Israel. I love the United States. I see our history as joined. But these people want to destroy it. And the Jewish left, which is very destructive, this is the Jewish left, are the disciples of Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, Saul Alinsky, and George Soros and others like that. They are communists. That's essentially what they are. And most of the reporters and hosts that you see that are Jewish on CNN and on MSNBC, they're Jewish leftists. That's why they hate people like me, because I'm Jewish and I'm on the right. I'm a bad example. I'm also messianic. They don't like that either. What's happening now as a result of the Jewish left is increasing anti-Semitism and anti-Christianity. And I fight against that. And then, of course, the Jewish left are supporting Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, vile Muslim congresswomen with ties to terrorist organizations who continually trash Jews and Christians and whites and others that they oppose. We are in a revolutionary state, and the state of Israel is going through the same thing right now. Their government just flipped. They have, in fact, Arabs in their government. That's very dangerous. They have leftist parties now taking control of Israel. The newspaper El Haaretz is similar to the New York Times, self-hating Jewish people. And I can say this. People can't accuse me of being an anti-Semite because I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of the fact that I'm Jewish. I'm proud of the fact that Jesus Christ was a Jewish rabbi. He was the truest Jew there ever was. These are the things that need to be said by people in our own groups. And coming to our Third Continental Congress are the most courageous people in this country, Black conservatives. They're the only ones that are really standing up for the values of our founding fathers. They're not rolling over. They're actually doing what our founding fathers did. You know, most white people in this country are afraid. They just want to be left alone. They say, take everything. I'll give you whatever you want. You know, just do what you want, radical Blacks and other leftist groups. And most of the people in these groups are good people. It's the radicals, you see, that are destroying this country, just like Bolsheviks. And that is why we have the Third Continental Congress, because we need to declare our freedom again, 245 years after it was declared the first time on July 4th, 1776. We're holding it in Independence Hall in the Visitor Center, across from Independence Hall, big backdrop of Independence Hall. That is our hallowed ground. As I've said many, many times, go to Washington, D.C. It's beautiful, but it looks like Disney World. I mean, it's Greek buildings. We're not Greek. We're American. This is the real Americana, Independence Hall. So I urge you to come to Philadelphia, tour Independence Hall, come to our Third Continental Congress, play a role in saving this country for your children and grandchildren. Jefferson and Washington were so rich, they would have been millionaires even in today's world with inflation. They risked everything to form a new nation. So again, I urge you to participate in our Third Continental Congress. Others talk, others just get documents, others just go on Fox News. Larry Klayman and Freedom Watch acts, and we need you, fellow citizens, to rise up with us to save this country. I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid of American Survival. Listen carefully to how our FBI and Justice Department has been turned into the equivalent of the German Gestapo.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I want to welcome to Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman, my good friend, longtime colleague, a freedom fighter. His name is Cliff Kincaid of American Survival. He takes strong positions. He's not afraid. He's going to speak via Zoom at our Third Continental Congress. He would otherwise be there, but he's got some issues medically to deal with at the time. But I want to thank him for coming on the show. And he's had an experience recently with someone who was harassed, if you want to call it harassed, I think it's worse than that, by the Biden-Harris so-called Justice Department, the FBI. I call it the Department of Injustice at this point. And it's really sad because I'm an alumnus of the Justice Department. I was once partially proud of it. I saw politics there. That's why I ultimately started Judicial Watch and later Freedom Watch. But it's been turned into, in my opinion, Biden and Harris's personal Gestapo, being used to put down any dissent that will challenge their radical socialist, borderline communist, atheist push to take this country over, which they already have by the radical left. Cliff, welcome to Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Tell us this story of someone that you learned about, another person that has been subject to this Gestapo-like behavior by the Justice Department.
Thanks, Larry. I interviewed last night on my America Survival TV show one Arthur Schopper. He's a activist and organizer with a pro-family group called Mass Resistance. And we titled it, The FBI is the New KGB, because what's happening in America to him and others is KGB-like tactics. What happened in his case was he had scheduled a flight for January 6th to Washington to be part of the Stop the Steal protest. Now, he never showed up. He didn't actually make the trip because he had other things to do, so he canceled the flight. But nevertheless, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, two FBI agents showed up at his apartment. They got into his building somehow. They must have ascertained his personal records, his flight records. They showed up and said, we want to talk to you about January 6th. We want to talk to you about what you know about January 6th, who your friends are. Do you know anybody that went there? And he said, look, I didn't go, but I'm not going to talk to you without a lawyer present. And he eventually said to him, get out. After he said, how'd you get into my building anyway? It's supposed to be a guarded building, a gated building, and they got in some way. And the whole thing stinks, of course, Larry, as you know. They were obviously monitoring this guy and many others, perhaps thousands or more, and they're trying to round up anybody who had any kind of tangential or esoteric connection to January 6th, and they're trying to harass and intimidate people on the right side, Christians and conservatives, into not being politically active against this administration.
Well, yeah, and it's even worse than that. They're trying to lock people up, you know, without probable cause. You know, just in the last few weeks, judges of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, the most politicized, the most leftist court in this country, you know, people think of the Northern District of California as being the worst court, but it's really not. It's in the District of Columbia and also the D.C. Circuit, ultra, ultra leftist, coupled with the D.C. Bar Association and everything else. They have made statements, these judges, keeping individuals that were in the Capitol peacefully, who have been arrested, who have been indicted, who are waiting trial, putting them in prison, not giving them bail, some of them being put in solitary confinement. And these judges are saying that they're not letting them out because President Trump is still propagating the big lie that he won the election, and that's going to incite them to more violence. Not only is that irrelevant, but that's outrageous in the extreme. I think by your equating what the Justice Department is doing is to the KGB.
Let me say this.
And they are around.
Let me say this, Larry.
Go ahead.
It's much worse, of course, as you say, and I mean, getting harassed and intimidated is one thing. But in line with what you were saying, we know that one Trump supporter was actually invited into the Capitol through an open door by the Capitol Police on January 6th. Her name was Ashley Babbitt. She's a military veteran, and she wasn't threatening anybody. She was invited in by the Capitol Police, and then one member of the Capitol Police turned around and shot her, killed her. And to this day, 6 months later, we still don't know who the killer was. The Biden administration is concealing the identity of that Capitol policeman. This is outrageous. I mean, this is on the equivalent of Putin in Russia ordering his KGB comrades to poison his opponents. In this case, it's right in plain sight, and yet the government's still covering up the identity of the killer.
Well, you're right. In fact, Putin made reference to that the other day in his meeting with Biden over there in Europe. He actually mocked the United States, saying, "What are you calling me a killer for? You are going out and you are terrorizing people who just dissent with what you're doing. You're accusing me of doing the same thing, you hypocrite." You know, it's just unbelievable. But no one would ever have expected that this would ever happen in the United States. It's real. It's going on. I know of others that are similarly situated. Most of the people that came into the Capitol overwhelmingly on January 6th did so peacefully. That's our Capitol, by the way. So technically, it's not a trespass in many ways. But there were a few bad people on either side. But the American people, in my view, Cliff, had had enough. They'd seen the rank total corruption in all three branches of government. They've seen that the Democrats, frankly, going far left, pure evil, the Republicans worthless, doing nothing, basically just raising money. I don't know how many emails you get every day. I get several asking for more money. I tell them to stick it. This is the American people seeing what happened with the election challenges, where President Trump could not even get a hearing from his own Supreme Court justices. And they said, we've had enough. And, you know, it wasn't a storming of the Bastille, but it was a warning that something like that could happen, that all heck can break loose. And that's what Jefferson predicted. You know, I wrote this book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. I dedicated it to Jefferson. And he said this would happen every 20 years or so, and that the blood of patriots and tyrants would have to be shed again, adding what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty. He didn't want to see anybody dead. He didn't want to see anybody hurt. Neither do I, neither do you. But he predicted what would likely happen, and it's happened. And now we have a total takeover of this country by the radical left that wants to socialize, communize, atheize, and every other radical ideology, pushing it down our throats. And this is a very volatile situation that is occurring. The American people simply couldn't take it anymore. And that was a minor warning compared to what's going to happen in the future if this isn't rectified. Give me your thoughts.
My thoughts are this, and you and I both never pull our punches, and we know this is a bipartisan problem in terms of the FBI. I mean, we don't have to go back in history to things like Waco and Ruby Ridge. How about the Richard Jewell case, which was made into a motion picture by Clint Eastwood, the guy falsely accused of the Olympic Park bombing, a case I covered, Stephen Hatfield, the scientist who was falsely accused by the FBI of being the anthrax mailer. That was under the Bush administration. And by the way, under an FBI that's been corrupt for decades. And then we bring it up to date with what's happening in regard to January 6th, and there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that FBI undercover agents or activists on the FBI payroll were part of the Capitol riot, and there was some violence. But in the case of Ashley Babbitt and so many others, as you point out, who are being held, they were invited in by the Capitol Police, and then Ashley Babbitt was murdered in cold blood. Do we have a Congress that's able to get to the bottom of this? Even the Republicans seem to be timid and afraid to go after the FBI.
Well, you know, Cliff, if there's anyone who is the cause of January 6th, it's not President Trump. It's not conservatives. It's not people of faith. It's not even the militias, you know, and of course, you know, militias are legal under our Second Amendment. They're to protect ourselves from the tyranny of the government. It's the Congress themselves. It's the deep state and the executive branch. It is the judges who are compromised and corrupt, who were put on the bench by recommendations of special interests. I've been in front of 10 Trump judges so far. They are worthless or they're dishonest or they have no courage. Trump didn't know who he appointed. They were put in front of him by the Federalist Society, by the American Conservative Union, these lobbyists that make money hand over fist. They want their guy on the bench. They want their yes man or their yes woman. And sure enough, these judges threw President Trump under the bus, the judges he used to brag about. And that's exactly what Jefferson was saying. What do we do when we don't have a federal judiciary and a Supreme Court that will stand in the stead for the American people? You are then in a potentially violent revolutionary mode. And Biden and Harris are pushing so hard with their radical leftist friends, they're just the stooges of the radical left, that something's going to break. And I'm trying to prevent that, and so are you. That's why we have our Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia on July 5th and 6th. I hope people will join it. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Cliff's going to speak there via Zoom. Others, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Bob Barr, Armstrong Williams, survivors, the Gold Star families of people that died at Benghazi, Extortion 17. You know, all these people have been wronged over the years, Cliff, and now it's coming to a head. And you see, and the left knows that, so they've got to unleash this reign of terror. And then, of course, according to Biden and according to the Yes Man FBI director, Christopher Wray, the big problem is domestic white terrorism, quote unquote, meaning white people in general. That's what it means.
Yeah.
You know, and with a little bit of humor, I guess Biden is so brain dead. He doesn't even know he's white. So I guess he can be categorized as a white domestic terrorist as well.
I would only say this, Larry. This is part of a new, they've announced a $100 million program to hire more federal agents through the Department of Justice, so-called, and Department of Homeland Security. They are going after all of us. In the case of Arthur Schopper, here was a guy who simply made a plane reservation. He's not a white supremacist. He's not an anti-government extremist. He's a pro-family activist. His group, Mass Resistance, is dedicated to saving kids from the transgender and gay lifestyles and helps families around the country protect their kids. And yet he got singled out and the FBI shows up at his door. It means, you know, no matter what you do, if you're opposed to the Biden agenda, you can be potentially targeted, monitored, and the FBI could show up at your door.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I have spoken with other people in similar situations. I know that some of the cops that I represent in Philadelphia, I sued Philadelphia for them because they were wrongfully terminated just with regard to Facebook postings that were not racist at all. The district attorney there, Larry Krasner, is a disciple of Soros. To make a long story short, the judge in the first hearing says, I hope your clients weren't in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. So it's across the board, Cliff. Hang in there if you can do another segment. And I want to get your take on foreign affairs and Biden. We got about a 6-minute segment that we can work you into. But this is something that's very, very serious. And the American people need to take it to heart because we don't have a democracy anymore. I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid. Stay tuned.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced them and diced them.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
We're back with the verdict section of Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman. I asked Cliff to kindly stay over because I want to get his take. He is a foreign affairs and international expert on what went on between Biden and Putin in the summit that took place just this week. Cliff, take it away.
I think all of this performance was masterfully played by Putin. We don't know whether Biden even showed up mentally. But we know he pandered to Putin in advance by approving the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. So he's accommodated Putin there. His administration has pulled the plug on Israel. And now we're seeing how they are trying to get China off the hook for the devastation, suffering, and death caused by the China virus. I've written a couple books on this whole subject, one, Back from the Dead, Return of the Evil Empire, about Russia, and also Red Jihad, about how the communists are behind the international Islamic movement. It's a tragedy, not only for America, but for Israel, and now with a new left-wing government that is under the thumb of the Biden administration. Israel, as you know, Larry, is fighting for its very life. They survived the coronavirus because of the vaccines, and now their survival is on the line again.
Well, you're right, Cliff. You know, and the government in Israel, on two occasions, then run by Netanyahu as prime minister, was threatened by Obama and now by Biden to cut off military aid unless they backed off of Hamas. A cancer was left to exist in Gaza. It will grow back. It'll happen over and over again. And Obama and Biden intimidated Israel to the point that it backed off. You know, I think Netanyahu did a lot of good things, but I don't even think he was strong enough. And it's a shame that Naftali Bennett now has all of these leftists around him in this government, which I don't think is going to last. He's the new prime minister, but he's actually stronger than Netanyahu if he was on his own. And Israel needs to stand down the United States and just say, hey, you know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, forget it, guys. Take a hike. They don't even need the military aid anymore. They can buy it anywhere they want. And their technology is good enough that they can produce it on their own. I think it's time for Israel basically to tell, at least under Biden, the United States, go your own way, and we're going our own way. We have to protect ourselves. Thoughts?
I think you're right. I think the new Israeli government is in a difficult position. They are going to try to accommodate Biden, but that means national suicide, because Biden's point man on the Iran nuclear deal, which they're trying to get back into, is a guy named Robert Malley. He was the son of an Egyptian communist, and Robert Malley used to run the Soros-funded International Crisis Group. This is the guy who's selling out Israel on behalf of Biden. Israel is really in a tough spot. I think you're probably right that to the degree they try to accommodate Biden and sell out the people of Israel, this government in Israel is going to fail too, and maybe, just maybe, let Netanyahu maybe back stronger than ever.
That'll probably happen, but I hope when he comes back, he's stronger than he's been, because he was very articulate. He was born, or at least raised anyway, in Philadelphia, in Cheltenham, which is where my cousins come from. But you know, he was very clever with Putin. He had a relationship with Putin and was able to operate in Syria. But he needed to be stronger. And I hope that somebody emerges in the Likud party, because much like Trump, who will undoubtedly be indicted in the next month or so by this rabid leftist prosecutor in New York City, Cyrus Vance, Netanyahu is probably going to wind up in prison. I mean, the Israeli Ministry of Justice is out to get him in a witch hunt. So I hope somebody else emerges. And Israel obviously is tied to our future. It's our Judeo-Christian heritage. And if Israel goes by the board, so do we, in my view. But Cliff, thank you for everything you do. I look forward to hearing your speech at the Third Continental Congress. I urge people to go to freedomwatchusa.org and sign up. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening to us, because now is the time to rise up to save this country. God bless. Be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman.
Fracture prints your digital photos directly onto glass, making your favorite moments come alive in vivid color. Hand-assembled in the USA, Fracture glass prints are a unique and beautiful way to display and share your favorite moments. Simply upload your photo at fractureme.com, select your size, and your glass print will be shipped to you, ready to hang with just one screw. Use code POD15 to get 15% off your order today. That's code POD15 at fractureme.com.
I'm a CoverGirl.
I'm a CoverGirl.
I'm a CoverGirl, too, because I use CoverGirl Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation,
America's number one anti-aging foundation brand.
Simply Ageless is skincare and makeup in one.
It instantly reduces the look of wrinkles and even skin tone.
With hyaluronic complex and vitamin C for plump skin and a healthy, youthful glow. So be a CoverGirl like me.
And get better skin at any age.
Try Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation from Easy Breezy Beautiful CoverGirl.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry, before they're all gone.